Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father today. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we worship you and we praise you and thank you because you are the King of the universe. You're our Lord and our God. We want to thank you for the mighty word of the living God. Thank you for these words that you wrote in this book that tell us about the spiritual realm that's around us. So we will begin to understand as we understand the word of God. As you reveal it to us, we will understand life and death and how it all works together. Lord, we praise you and thank you and worship you now for this mighty day. And may you reveal the word to us as it goes out. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, last week I talked pretty intently about strongholds and things in our lives and a lot about how the evil spirits work in our life. And the reason I talk about this is because until you know your enemy, until you learn who your enemy is and what you can do to your enemy and how to defeat your enemy, you, as a born-again Christian, will go through life living a very defeated life. Because one of the things I'm going to guarantee you, when you come from being a little lost lamb, like Jesus said, we're lost sheep. When we come into the kingdom of God and get saved again, or get saved, we may never in our life understand spiritual warfare. You may never know at this point you are supposed to become a trained warrior. But I'm going to tell you, the devil knows that. And he's going to send enemies against you, and he's going to do everything he can to kill, steal, and to destroy from you. And he does a pretty good job at what he does with most people. But now then, we need to learn a little about this enemy. So I'm going to share with you a scripture. Now, this is in Matthew chapter 12, and it starts in verse 43. Now, there's a lot of things we can learn about our enemy, Satan and his demons, in this scriptures. It says, when the unclean spirit, now the Lord is talking here and he's talking about a demon, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest and findeth none. Now think about what he said right there. An unclean spirit, when it goes out of a man, it walks through dry places. So evil spirits or demons are earthbound and they walk. So he said, they walk through dry places, seeking rest and findeth none. Then it says in verse 44, then he saith, now this is the evil spirits that's talking. Then he saith, I will return unto my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. Now, this is something that people that get into the deliverance ministry need to know. You need to be very cautious about how you go about casting out a demon out of someone. Because, first of all, look what the Word of God says that that demon, that unclean spirit, look what he's doing when he comes out. Then he says, I will return unto my house. So what does he call your body? His house. His dwelling place is your physical body. He said, then he saith, I will return unto my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. In other words, you have failed after a demon was cast out of you. And I think more church members have demons than do not. And I know that for a fact. But if you have a demon and you do learn these things and you do drive him out, you better spend time every day learning God's word. You better ask the Father in the name of Jesus to fill you every morning with his mighty Holy Spirit so he can use you mightily for the kingdom of God. But whenever the spirit is cast out, if the person is not willing to bring themselves humbly before the Lord and study God's word, they come into a very, very dangerous situation because it says that this demon will come back. Now, this is a great blessing that I learned whenever I've cast an evil spirit out of many people with sickness and disease. I've always told them The enemy will almost always try to come back. He's trying to come back to get you to doubt that God's word worked. And with most of us, he has absolutely no problem. But if you'll train people in advance, then whenever the evil spirit comes back and tries to put symptoms upon them, they will not receive it. Like, for instance, if you've got somebody that's sick and afflicted, and you cast a demon out of them and lay hands on them for healing, like the Word of God clearly says in Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18, Jesus clearly said, "And these signs shall follow them that believe," in Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18, they in my name, the name of Jesus, shall drive out demons, devils. So we shall be able to cast out demons. Then he says, you will speak in new tongues. And then he says, you shall, if you drink anything deadly, it will not harm you at all. So there is a promise. Everybody needs to learn that if you begin to get seasick, well, that would be okay, I guess. But sick of any kind, sickness of any kind tries to come upon you, you take the name of Jesus and quote to the enemy that he has no legal claim to your body because you have repented of all your sins, and you have, since you have your sins repented and refreshed, you're back at Abraham's place asking God to heal you and restore you, and just continue to rebuke the enemy and don't let him do these things to you. But the average person does not know these things. So when they begin to learn these things and learn that there are satanic strongholds over countries and over different communities, and there are satanic strongholds which influence churches and individuals. You know, when you learn these things, that there is satanic strongholds behind almost everything that goes on that bad, even in the church. And whenever a stronghold exists, for whatever reason it is absolutely demonically induced. And it is a pattern of thinking. Now, specifically, the devil, he works on your man. The battleground is your man. And so, therefore, your man is his house. He goes back into your house, which is your man, and he attacks your thought pattern. So, as he attacks your thought pattern, it has become, if you yield to him and those thoughts, your man, yourself, your physical body, has become a dwelling place for satanic activity. Now, so many times when the devil comes to us and begins to test us, tempt us with sin, so many of us fall to those sins. And when we begin to entice him to come in, when we begin to entertain those thoughts that he brings to us, then it gives Satan legal right to enter the darkness that's just come into our heart. So whenever somebody goes through a deliverance and they come and realize that they've done wrong and they need to repent, and if they will repent and call on the Lord, and you find somebody that knows how to act on these promises, you can get somebody delivered. But there's something you need to know about deliverance that's very, very, can be very, in other words, let me give you a caution. It can be very devastating if you don't know Matthew 12, 43 and 44. Because as I read just a few minutes ago, that when that unclean spirit goes out of a man, it goes through dry places seeking rest. And if it does not find it, then it will return to its own house from where it came. And he will not only come back by himself, but he will bring seven more spirits worse than himself. And Jesus said the second state of that person is worse than the first. Now then, the nature of an unclean spirit is by definition spiritual, not physical. It will seek a dwelling place or a house, your body, where it may rest. Now, Jesus revealed that there is a dimension to human nature that actually can host an evil spirit and provide it a type of rest. It is, if that is so, let us expose the nature of man and uncover that aspect in us which can become the construction material within which a spirit might take up his dwelling place in our physical bodies. First, Let us realize that a demon cannot dwell in a true Christian spirit. Now, if you are a born-again, spirit-filled Christian, the demon cannot be in your spirit. But he most definitely can be in your thought life. He most definitely can be in your house. He can take up residence. Now then, the aspect of human nature which is most similar in substance and disposition to the nature of the evil one is the carnal thought life, which is a dimension of the soul or personality of man. Now, it is uniquely in our uncrucified thoughts and unsanctified attitudes that unclean spirits masking themselves as our thoughts and hiding themselves in our attitudes find access into our lives. That is something when you think about that. But Jesus said, when the unclean spirit comes, it finds its house unoccupied, swept, and put in order. Then it goes and takes along with it seven other spirits, more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there, and the last state of that man becomes worse than the first. Now, if you're going to be successful in spiritual battle, your warfare must be waged according to the Word of God. For if you are ignorant of the necessity of bringing Christ into the delivered soul, there is the danger that the last state of that person might become worse than the first. Now, it's clearly said that in Matthew 12:45. Now, Christ must enter and be allowed to build his house of righteousness in the very area where Satan once dwells. Except in cases of physical affliction, deliverance should not be attempted for anyone unwilling to submit their thoughts and their thought life to the Word of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that'll give you something to think about as a Christian. But if you're not willing to make your thought life line up with the Word of God, don't even attempt to cast a demon out of a human being, because they'll be in a worse state when that demon come back than they were when you first started with them. I'd like to invite you to call me for teaching tapes, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can find us on the web at www.tlsm.org. Also like to invite you to our church every Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. We are located at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. That's right up 35E to Walnut Hill. Take Walnut Hill east 4 blocks to Shady Trail. Turn right, and we're about 300 yards down on the right. We start at 2 p.m. every Sunday afternoon. Come expecting the Lord to do a miracle. Praise the Lord Jesus.